Do not be surprised if trials come when you are loving God and seeking His will in your life and in your family. I say again, as I have said repeatedly in this study, the devil will let no concern for God or spiritual things go by without his personal and fierce opposition. Will a person have a problem with temptation to sin if he is being led by the Holy Spirit? Our first impression is to answer no, but that is not the answer we find in the Bible. The Bible shows that the spiritual warfare continues even when we are following the Holy Spirit. Perhaps it would be more correct to say the spiritual warfare comes particularly when we are following the leading of the Holy Spirit. I call your attention to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, and to Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Both speak of what happened following the baptism of Jesus in water and the anointing of Jesus with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist baptized him in water, and God the Father anointed him with the Spirit. So Luke writes, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Matthew writes of the same event, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. They seem to say the same thing, and yet their messages are a little different. Luke makes it certain we understand what happened to Jesus when he was filled with the Holy Spirit. That is, temptation is not the result of spiritual backsliding. The Spirit with which God the Father anointed Jesus remained upon him from his baptism to the temptation in the wilderness. Jesus was fully in the will of God at that time. In fact, it would have been impossible for Jesus to be any more in the will of God than at that day. For the Father had just spoken from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Luke records the words as Jesus heard them, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." But the temptation in the wilderness was not due to any spiritual failure or to the disapproval of God upon his Son. Rather, it was the anger of the devil against anything that relates to God. Our texts make it quite clear that Jesus was led by the Spirit to the place and for the purpose of temptation. So God may take you through the place of testing. Do not let the devil lie to you that it is because you are out of the will of God. Do not let him deceive you into thinking that it is because you are not a spiritual person. He will tell you those lies if you will listen. Know that temptation comes even when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, led by the Spirit, and are fully in the will of God. Now, one of the best illustrations of that truth is the experience of Job, one of the patriarchs of the Old Testament. He is presented in Scripture as a man of unusual integrity, spiritual commitment to God, and concern for the spiritual welfare of his family. God said of his personal qualities, "There is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one who fears God and hates evil." Why, you would expect such a man to be so strong in spirit that the devil would not dare attack him. But the devil never lets goodness go without trying to corrupt it. God said of Job's concern for his family that he arose early in the morning and offered burnt offerings, one for each of his children, because they may have sinned in their hearts. Now, this was not an occasional thing for that father. It was his custom to do that continually. It was to such a man that Satan came with his fiercest possible attack. Under the devil's attack, Job lost his livestock. He lost the lives of his children. In the heartbreak that followed, Job's wife even turned from God and became the devil's agent in trying to get Job to curse God. Friends came to comfort Job, and they became Satan's agent when they accused Job of suffering under God's judgment on sin rather than the devil's attack on his integrity. Why did that trial come? When Job was loving God with all his heart and concerned for the spiritual welfare for his children, why did that trial come? Well, the devil brought it. Do not be surprised if trials come when you are loving God and seeking His will in your life and in your family. I say again, as I have said repeatedly in this study, the devil will let no concern for God or spiritual things go by without his personal and fierce opposition. Now there is a New Testament example of this principle in the person of Stephen. He is introduced to us in Acts chapter 6, verse 3, as a man of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Among the thousands of believers in Jerusalem and vicinity at that time, it is significant that he was one of seven men chosen to be assistants to the apostles in a benevolent ministry of the local church. The Spirit of God in that man manifested himself in the dynamic and effective witness that he gave for Jesus. The Bible reports, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." When certain ones tried to oppose him in theological arguments, they were not able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which he spoke. But that is the man whom Satan chose to attack. The opposition of the devil came in several forms. First, there were unbelievers who raised religious discussions trying to deny the truth of the gospel which Stephen was spreading by his witness. That attack failed. Next, there were evil men who lied against Stephen and accused him of speaking blasphemy against Moses and against God. Now those lies got him arrested and brought to court. But even as the false testimony was being given, all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Then the opposition took the form of mob violence. They cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, ran up on him with one accord, cast him out of the city, and stoned him. At the very time the man of God prayed, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge," and "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," and then he died. I can understand the devil trying to deceive and lead astray a weak believer in Jesus, but I'm surprised at his attacking some of the spiritual giants. And yet, there is a purpose in his procedure. If one of the leaders falls, it will have a far greater impact of harm on the cause of Christ than if some unknown person falls. Your spiritual battle will not grow less as you grow toward spiritual maturity. It becomes more subtle, and it may change its form, but it will be there fiercely and continually challenging your relationship with God. The Apostle Paul had an experience which shows the spiritual warfare continues even when one is following the leading of the Holy Spirit. He was chosen particularly of God and identified as a chosen one. God said, "He is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel." Yet everywhere he went, he faced the devil's opposition. He was directly commissioned of God to go to Philippi, for instance, and was thrown in jail after a short ministry there. That's the way the devil works. He has not changed his tactics. You can expect your experience to be like that of others of God's children. Now, the important thing to remember is that facing opposition or undergoing temptation to sin does not indicate you are out of the will of God. It rather means you are in a position to make a contribution to the work of God. Therefore, keep on serving in the place of your assignment. The opposition of the devil is in reality a compliment, for the devil is afraid of you and of the potential influence you can have. So he tries to lead you astray. Keep on looking to God for power to succeed, and keep on following as the Holy Spirit leads you. Oh, Father, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit and walk always under His leading. We're weak and we tend to turn aside from time to time, but please enable us to be faithful always to our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep us from losing heart in times of temptation and trial. Enable us with your power. Help us to know you are involved in our lives and we promise to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen.